Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Haifaan Mansour, director of The Perfect Candidate, which is a delightful film, but still a very political one, is it?
Well, I think yes. I think in the Middle East, if you're making a film, it's always a political thing. But in a way, it is also social politics. It is not like, it's about like really examining what it means for a woman to run for an office, for a political office in Saudi Arabia and also in the Middle East. People don't believe in women, and all women always have to assert themselves when it comes to leadership positions. But for me, making a film dealing with politics is always like has to be very gentle, because like we come from a very traditional society and people don't like to be lectured and told what is right and what is wrong.
Well, we see that in the film many times. Actually, no, your film is really interesting and captivating because it's a comedy, but it makes you angry and uncomfortable most of the times, because I mean, as a Western man, you know, seeing that kind of division between men and women still now in a country like Saudi Arabia, is that maybe for you is like acceptable and normal, for us is astonishing, you know. And the fact that this woman, your lead character, decided to take a stand in such a very firm way was a bold move.
Yeah, she's bold.
She's very bold.
She's bold and fiery, and that is the kind of woman I like to make movies about. Women who don't see themselves as victims and do not want to like only blame the circumstances. But having said that about segregated society in Saudi Arabia, really the society is really moving forward beyond segregation now. Yeah. Like we're still suffering, like we're still dealing with a little bit reminiscent of the society has been segregated for like years and years, right? And just now women are allowed to drive, and just now they are diversifying the workplace for women. So still some people cling to the old system and they don't want to change. Yeah. But I think it will not last. I think it's not normal. So people just like will move ahead. And I think it's very important to celebrate those movements, like allowing women to vote or allowing women to drive and allowing women to travel without permission.
Exactly.
Like it is very important steps to give women a sense of real independence. And also allowing art into the society makes it more tolerant. And I think it is really the right step when it comes to moving forward within the kingdom. I think it is. We are making a lot of social change that is needed. And there is no way to go back. And that is amazing. Once you introduce people to the love of music and the love of film, it's hard to take it away from them.
It's just a question of time, of step by step.
Absolutely. And I think it is very important to the rest of the world that Saudi Arabia is more tolerant. We don't want more extremists.
In your film, there is a very clear sisterhood going on. But a sisterhood is inside of the family of the three sisters, of course. But it's like a women's sisterhood, like more global, more even beyond national, you know, in global worldwide. I mean, I fed this. It was clear. It was like, I think it's one of the lead thread of the film.
Yeah, absolutely. Sisterhood is very important when it comes to us women. We really need to celebrate each other. We really need to support and love each other and support each other even if we are different. And I think a lot of like stereotypes of women's workplaces, we are always fighting and we are cat fights and we don't get along together. And I think it's about time to shatter that and really cultivate our sisterhood, because it really transcends beyond race and and all that, and it is important to just like cling to it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks to Haifaan Mansour, the director of The Perfect Candidate, here at the Venice Festival. Thank you very much for being with Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.